T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
The students inside the encampment is go back to class and stop the nonsense. There, look, if we want to have a debate on campus about the merits of these things, let's do that. But you can't intimidate your fellow students and make them stay home from class. Think about that. Is that right? Do you think that's right? Stop wasting your parents' money.
Yeah. In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins. I hear you, Griff. What's going on, my friend?
I'm laughing because this is completely ungermane to anything we're about to talk about.
Okay.
But I have been treated to more ABBA in the last 24 hours than I have in the last 10 years.
Why?
Because, as you know, as an avowed, diehard, unapologetic SoulCycle fitness guy, I try after work to go to a 5:30 SoulCycle class, show up yesterday. And if you do SoulCycle, sometimes they have, you know, music themes. Most commonly, it's a Taylor Swift thing. We've had a lot of Taylor Swift lately, which I like. But yesterday's theme was ABBA. And I was like, what? And they start rolling Dancing Queens, the first song. And I look around, and, you know, SoulCycle is predominantly young, college-age women. And they're all confused. They have no idea what the hell they're listening to. And I'm rocking it. This 53-year-old guy's in the middle of class just kicking butt. And then, of course, Carl fires off some awesome ABBA. So maybe there's like a cosmic sign here. I need to get back in tune with my ABBA roots. But
it's,
I digress.
Bjorn's birthday today.
Ah.
One of the
Bees. That makes sense.
There's Bjorn and Bernie.
Well, Mark says he's going to learn guitar this year. So maybe you two could do some sort of musical rendition together.
Not ABBA.
There's not much guitar.
It might be
ABBA.
Easier.
Yeah.
Just a few notes.
I'm going to go for like Metallica.
Yes.
Or, you know,
yes,
maybe
sir.
AC/DC
He's not
band.
Learning that either.
Maybe go for like a Hot Cross Buns, Griff.
No.
Listen,
no.
I played drums in a high school band. Our band was called Cobalt, and we kicked butt. A lot of hard
rock
there.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I'm thinking Smoke on the Water, maybe the best I can do by the end of the year.
I love it.
Hey,
meanwhile,
I played that
just
Mike,
a little bit of news.
I played that Mike Johnson bite there because Mike Johnson sounded like I would sound if I was talking to a group of college students right now who were protesting a subject they clearly don't understand. I mean, if it's my kid or Griff Jenkins' kid, where was it? The University of Georgia? Is that where your kid was?
So my eldest daughter graduated from Georgia,
okay,
and
right.
My youngest daughter is headed to the University of Miami in the fall. And I will tell you, and this is just a, you know, opinion, private opinion of a parent, if I see my kid out there getting arrested, yelling, you know, go Hamas, she's going to be on the first flight back home.
Thank you. That's the exact point I was getting to. That, where are the parents in all of this?
I agree. And, you know, there's, by the way, I retweeted it out there on Twitter now. There's a pretty interesting exchange going on right now between the chief of police of NYPD taking on AOC over, you know, their actions going in to protect these Jewish students.
Yes.
And it's fascinating. I was having a conversation with a colleague saying, you know, while we are all watching this unbelievably historic Supreme Court hearing going down right now, deciding ultimately the contours of the parameter of presidential protection. You know, at some point, the court really ought to figure out whether or not the First Amendment is this sort of territorial straitjacket on college presidents to allow the harassment, intimidation, and violent rhetoric that you're seeing on places like NYU and Harvard and Columbia. And it's really, it's gotten to the point now where you saw a very different handling of that, obviously, in Austin with the UT administrators, and now what continues, particularly Ground Zero at Columbia.
I can't believe AOC is trying to make the argument that Columbia made the horrific decision, was her wording, to mobilize NYPD on their own students. And then she went on to say that the units that were called in there have some of the most violent reputations on the force. Give me a break.
So just an observation here, not an opinion, but I would suggest to you, Kim, that maybe AOC's logic here is, let's double down. We got nothing to lose, and we're seeing movement within the White House.
Yes.
Taking this first sort of, well, hang on, wait a minute. Maybe our ironclad Israel defense is moving. Maybe the ball can move a little bit. And so she sees an opportunity to go in and double down, which creates, as you saw the questions all day yesterday in the White House briefing, Corinne Jean-Pierre, and I kind of felt for her a little bit because there really isn't a good answer she's got there. And they don't have an answer at the White House. And you're seeing, obviously, Chuck Schumer, the majority leader of the Senate, calling for, you know, elections in Israel to get rid of Netanyahu. And so people like AOC are seeing their progressive influence gaining strength. And so she sees an opportunity in that moment to double down and keep pressing, keep those protesters fueled out there, give them some fuel, and keep trying to move in the direction that they want to go.
Hey, yeah. Griff, how crazy is it in Washington today with what's going on at the Supreme Court?
Well, you know, it is obviously all eyes on it, and there's some protesters out there. I'm kind of on standby because, as you know, they love to throw me in there like a pinata in these wild protests.
Yeah.
But it's not crazy. And, you know, we did have quite an active several hundred out in the front of the court yesterday on the abortion issue. And of course, maybe it's because we really don't know where the court's going. And so the really protest momentum isn't there, or there just aren't any protesters available because they're all on college campuses waving Hamas flags.
It's possible. This was my favorite soundbite from yesterday. Hang on.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
I'm not either.
Oh. Why are we here? I don't know. Why are we here?
I don't know who the band is. I just heard there was a free concert, so yeah. I wanted to go to the party. Maybe I'll meet my future husband here.
Oh, my gosh. That is hearing those sound bites. And I know the girls were from Columbia, and they had come to NYU because they were recruiting protesters. And then they were standing there and were dumb enough to let a TV camera come up to them and ask them why they were there. And they had no clue, no idea what the issues were with NYU.
Yeah, you know, it is interesting, too, because when you look at this, I mean, I started my protest coverage in the anti-war early days of the 2000s when you had these anti-war protesters out there for protesting Bush in the Iraq War. And, you know, the message was pretty clear. And I actually forged, believe it or not, a relationship with Code Pink. And, you know, they would talk to me and interview. And like, it was easy for the country to understand, no matter where your politics were, on exactly what the message is. And so if you then apply sort of that to what we're seeing now on these college campuses, on the one hand, you've got the humorous poor little girl that has no clue what she's doing or why she's there or what it's about.
Yeah.
But even the people that are the most, you know, ardent leaders of it, it appears that the end message is the destruction of Israel. And you know, an anti-Semitism, violent rhetoric message, which in fairness, many people have pointed out, really isn't that different from what actual terrorists and what actual Hamas fighters believe. And that's a chilling moment.
Yeah, it's a good point. Well, good luck, my friend, today, and whatever they assign you to. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. You guys have a good one, and hopefully it stays very quiet and I have a very boring day. But we'll see what happens.
Let's hope by 5:30 tonight, there Eastern time, you're listening to Dancing Queen again.
That's right. Back on the Soul Cycle, doing an ABBA class.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!